Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 WBT, Bo Thompson, Beth Troutman, Brett Jensen here in the Ty Boyd studio, and a lot going on today. Obviously, we continue to cover this horrific story out of Uvalde, Texas, where another school shooting, although this one makes you think about Sandy Hook back 10 years ago. I mean, right now, 18 children killed. And we don't know about the ultimate number because there still are a few people unaccounted for, as we've talked about earlier in the show. That is one dominating story, obviously, and we'll continue to cover that all day long. There's another story that we had Pat Cotham on a little bit earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Pat Cotham, longtime county commissioner. And we've been covering the Ella Scarborough situation in recent months. And, of course, many of you know that she is no longer on county commission. She had left because of apparent health issues. And we learned that she passed away yesterday at the age of 75. Before I bring on our next guest, I want to play a clip from Pat Cotham earlier in the show. She was telling a story about her longtime colleague.
I remember Ella telling me about the story when she was born, and she was not a healthy little baby. And at that time, the hospital, they did not allow, can you believe this? They did not allow African-American babies in the ICU. Mm. I mean, it's hard to imagine that hate. But her father just, you know, went to the hospital and put up a big fuss and said, my baby girl is not going to die because of your hate. And that inspired her. And she heard that story. And so she knew that she had to accomplish a lot because her father accomplished a lot to get her to live.
So that was earlier on the show. Ella Scarborough sat alongside Pat Cotham for many years, a good friend of hers, obviously. Ella Scarborough, for perhaps the younger generation, they may not realize, the first ever African-American city council woman. Mm-hmm. She was the first ever African-American woman to run for mayor. She ran for U.S. Senate. She served both county commission. She was the county commission chair at one point, and city council. I mean, really, the resume is she's a trailblazer. And so I wanted to bring on another person who served alongside her, knew her, and that is former county commissioner. He's running for county commission again. He is Matthew Ridenour. Matthew, welcome to WBT again.
Hey, good morning, Bo and Beth. How are you this morning?
We appreciate you being here. We're doing well, or, you know, under the circumstances. Tough day to be doing any show.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about Ella Scarborough because I saw some of your social media posts, and she meant a lot to you as well.
She did. She did. She was such a kind person, and it was just really an honor to serve with her. I remember. You know, when I was serving with her, when she was elected in 2014, I was about 37, 38. And so I knew the name Ella Scarborough, but when she was serving on city council, I was, you know, much younger, and I didn't really know her background and, you know, very important parts and incredible parts of her story. And like Pat had mentioned earlier on the show, I mean, I remember hearing the first time about when she was a baby in the ICU, and I thought, oh my goodness, you know,
yeah.
what a story. And then sometime later hearing about how she was a teenager and was arrested protesting Jim Crow laws, and I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, it kind of dawned on me that I was, you know, I was having the honor and privilege of serving with a titan of our community. And it was just really, you know,
you just said it.
I don't know what else to say except that, yeah, go ahead.
You just said it, a titan of our community. And just to further expand upon that, I wanted to ask you how you wanted our community to remember her and honor her, and how do you plan, how to keep her legacy alive and the work that she was doing moving forward? How do you carry that torch?
Well, I think that we carry that torch as a community by continuing to be trailblazers, to find ways to never stop working for the community in some way, whether it's big or small. I think that we all have ways that we can contribute to the betterment of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. Volunteering in our kids' school or whatever that might be, wherever mm-hmm. our calling is, to serve others. And then also on kind of a politics side of things, you know, something that I noticed about her, and it's kind of unfortunately rare in politics, Pat Coffin was very much like this as well, that you could have a conversation with Ella about an issue, and you may not necessarily, you know, you walk away from that conversation seeing eye to eye and agreeing, but you knew that you were engaging both, you know, that she was engaging with you in good faith, and that you were going to have an honest conversation, and that you might actually be able to reach a compromise or some sort of solution together. And there were many examples of when we were able to do that together. And so I think kind of from the politics side of things, I think we need more of that in politics.
Yes.
Where folks from both sides of the aisle can work together like that.
Yes, we need more of it just within the community itself, where people can disagree but still have love and kindness for each other. And like you said, have a conversation.
Absolutely. I think it's not just, you're absolutely right. It's not just politics. It's in our communities. It's in our neighborhoods. It's in our churches. It's in our workplaces. 100% agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Matthew, I'm curious. This is Brett Jensen, by the way. I'm curious. It's funny that you brought that up, because I was going to ask you something in reference to that. When you guys would go back and forth and maybe disagree on something, was she like really feisty and, you know, and like a flamethrower, like so many of the, you know, county commissioners or council members can be at times? Or was she very understated and just always reserved and calm? Like, how would she handle issues that you guys like truly disagreed upon, or something that she was passionate about? Like, would she come out as a flamethrower?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, she certainly had passion for sure. But I didn't find her at all to be a flamethrower, more so just a conversationalist, if that makes sense. Just, you could just sit down and have a chat with her about some issue that we were going to be voting on or something like that. And it was really just a conversation. Ella, this is what I'm thinking, and she would counter with what she was thinking about the subject, and then you could just keep on chatting for a while, and, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe you come to an agreement, or maybe not, but at least you know you engaged in good faith, and, mm-hmm. and you had a good conversation with somebody, and I think that's really how it should be.
Well, you know, you were mentioning Pat Cotham, and we played the clip from Pat Cotham.
Yeah.
Another Pat tweeted this morning. Although we were often political adversaries and opponents, one could never question Ella Scarborough's commitment to our public service and her love for our community. Her energy, laughter, courage, and especially her soul will truly be missed. It was an honor to serve with her. And that was a tweet from Pat McCrory, who, of course, knew her very well. Mm-hmm. And she once ran for mayor and was on city council. So, again, you know, we know how people talk and revere Harvey Gantt in this community. For obvious reasons, the trailblazer that he was, and as a female, African-American female, I think you say the same thing from, I expect there'll be a building named after Ella Scarborough someday here in Charlotte, and I know you probably concur with that, Matthew.
Oh, I should hope so. I can't really say it enough, though. It just what a gentle and kind woman she was. I tell you, if she asked me how my kids and my wife were doing one time, she must have asked me 100 times. She would always ask how my little kids were. Oh, tell Hobson hello, and
aww.
Tell Caroline hi. How's your wife? And I mean, she genuinely cared about other people, and what a legacy she's leaving for our community.
Matthew Ridenour.
Thank you.
That's I can't imagine two better people to talk to today than Pat Cotham and Matthew Ridenour serving alongside her on a county commission. Hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for talking our community through this and through Texas today. Yeah.